I think you said the last Cardinal to walk off back-to-back days with Albert Pujols. You're in company with Albert now. Were you looking for a certain pitch there, or what?
I mean, you can't really look for anything else off that guy. He's just got such a good fastball. Just trying to stay as short as I possibly could, and got to try to stay on top of it, just because that fastball is pretty explosive. So just trying to not do too much, and it's fun when you accidentally hit a homer.
Back-to-back days at the water cooler, just being able to contribute. What are the emotions behind that?
Yeah, no, it feels great, especially when in this year that we've had to have a couple of big wins like that. The excitement is awesome, and hopefully we can have a great September too.
Tommy, you hit it to the exact same bullpen you did just from the other side of the plate. I mean, is that the spot when it comes down to a walk-off homer?
Yeah, I guess so. The nice thing is it goes to the pen, so it's our team who gets it, so I can get the ball back. So that thought goes into it as I'm at the plate. Like, okay, if I hit a homer, make sure it goes to the bullpen.
Tommy, as you're walking to the plate, do you think, Hader, you're hitting from the right side again, Mason's on base? Like, it's a very similar feel to last night. Does that cross your mind at all as you're walking to the plate?
No, not really. I mean, that guy's just such a good pitcher, and he's done it for so long. I think that he's I don't think he really treats it any specific save situation different than any other. So I was just fortunate to get some good barrel on the ball.
I'm pretty sure I was going to get out.
No, not really. I wasn't sure. I knew I hit it pretty well, and it looked like it was going to at least carry over his head, but I was just hoping that it was going to get out. I think I was kind of talking to it as I was rounding first base, and fortunately, it just barely had enough.
When you say accidentally hitting a home run, how would you kind of explain that? I know you're not looking home run there, but what does that kind of mean?
No, you're just, I think, just staying short and putting a good swing on it. I think you can kind of surprise yourself with how well you can hit a ball. So that's kind of what happened today, and was really just trying to find a way to get that run in from second base and get something to the outfield, and I guess it accidentally got under it a little bit more than expected, and it went out.
How would 10-year-old Tommy react to adult Tommy breaking Padre strikes 2 days in a row?
Yeah, I don't know. He'd probably be pretty disappointed, but no, it's definitely a really cool feeling to do it against the team that I grew up watching. Yeah, awesome feeling. Obviously, it feels good against any team, but I think just that extra level of significance is pretty cool.
You had two-run walk-off home run last year against the Reds, same spot in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. You had two-run walk-off in college with Stanford, same similar scenario,
right? Field, right? Too, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does it any of that remind you? Does it feel similar at all?
I mean, they're all kind of different scenarios, you know. So I haven't really thought about that too much, but – yeah, I think in each case we were down by one with maybe a runner on second or something like that. And maybe that's what I need to do in those situations, just try to, because I'm trying to hit a single in that situation, you know. So try to hit a single and accidentally hit a homer. So maybe I should just treat every situation like that from now on.
Tommy, I know there's still a month left in this season, but when you're looking towards 2024 and the core that you guys are going to have from a position playing standpoint, obviously, Nolan, Goldie, and then what you're seeing with Walker and Wynn, and your progression. How do you feel like this core is going to be next year? And how important is it this next month to showcase that?
Yeah, I think it's super important. I think just being able to have a great month to finish the year and carry that momentum over into next year is very important. And it's going to be, like you're saying, I feel like it's going to be a lot of the same guys who are going to be back next year. And these young guys especially, it'll be really cool for them to get this experience. And I mean, Walker had an awesome day today, 4-for-4, I think, and Mason getting on base and putting together a really tough at-bat down 0-2 against Hader. So I think just continue to get these guys experience, and we'll just continue to build that chemistry and get to know each other's play styles better. And I think just kind of get to know one another as well. I mean, that's something that'll be very important for next year. I think you look around and you see a lot of the best teams, the teams that get to the World Series, and they kind of have that core who have been together for a really long time. And it seems like we kind of have the foundation for that. And hopefully next year we'll have just that extra year of experience under our belt and have that kind of core that you see a lot of those World Series teams with.
Today it wasn't the biggest crowd, but when you're rounding the bases after a walk-off, what did it sound like and feel like, the crowd?
Yeah, and I mean, it's still really loud and just great feeling regardless of what it's like, you know, and regardless if it's a playoff environment or a environment where it's not necessarily a sellout or anything like that. But I think that just the best part is just seeing your teammates surrounding home as you're rounding third base. And just the feeling of being able to come through for you guys. We fought all day, and we've done a good job of kind of taking everything day by day. You know, we haven't had a great season, but we're just continuing to fight, and each game and every day is an opportunity to continue to get better and build our chemistry and camaraderie. So we're just going to continue to do that.